We begin the current daf Masechta Nedarim daf Yud Zayin. We begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the previous Mishnayos, and differentiating between the halachas of Nedarim and Shavuos. Specifically, the Chumras, which was in the recent Mishnah, that Nedarim has over Shavuos. So the Mishnah begins, Yesh Neder B'teich Neder. It's possible to create a Neder within a Neder, but V'ein Shavu B'teich Shavu, but you cannot create an oath within an oath. Okay, so the Mishnah explains. If a person says, "Hareini nazirim oichel," if someone says that I am a nazir, if I'm going to eat this, "Hareini nazirim oichel," I'm going to be a nazir if I eat this. Va'ochel and he eats it, so chayav kol achas ve'achas. Now he's liable for each and every one. So the Ran explains, actually, according to the girsa that the Ran has, which we're going to quote in the beginning of the Gemara, that when the regarding to say that a neder could take effect within another neder, which is what a naziris is, it's a neder of naziris, that it could take effect even though you already took a naziris, another one could take effect within that other one. The fact that he made it taller depended on if I eat, then I become a nazir, is actually not necessarily. It's even if he just says hareini nazir, and again he says hareini nazir, that you're going to be liable. In other words, not just one naziris, but you're going to be responsible to have two sets of naziris. And the only reason why it says im oichel is because the next case, the contrast with the halachas of shvua, is shvua shaloy oichel, shvua shaloy oichel. So therefore, by nazir, we said that I'm a nazir im oichel, nazir im oichel. But essentially, the halacha is even without saying that if I eat, I'm a nazir. Now, this that we say that you're chayav kol achas v'achas means to say that you have to fulfill a separate naziris for every Kabbalah. And therefore, when you say Harini Nazir, that's one naziris of 30 days. Harini Nazir the second time is another naziris. So what you do is you count 30 days for the first naziris, you bring a carbon, and then you go, you count another 30 days, and you bring another carbon. And as the Gemara learned this out, how do we know this from Nazir Lahazir, that a naziris could be chal on naziris. Now, the reason why it's called a neder b'toich neder is because the second naziris takes effect within the time frame of the first naziris. And it's just that you can't start counting the second one until you finish the first set of the naziris. And the reason being, as the Ran explains, because if it was true that it can't take effect when the first neder is there, you can't be a nazir and again a double nazir, you're still the same wine you're not drinking, same hair that's growing, and then how could it take effect at a later point in time? But at that point in time, you're not taking the neder. So since it didn't take effect now, it can't take effect at a later point in time. So that's why, that's what the Mishnah is, halacha is telling you, that it actually takes effect right now. And that's the chiddush of yesh neder b'teich neder. Although there's a neder right now, you can't do a double neder in the same thing of naziris, but it takes effect now, that when the first one is over, then the second one will still be appropriate, and then you'll have to go ahead and follow the halachas of that second one. Whereas shavua shalo eichel va'achel, but if someone swears I'm not going to eat, I swear I'm not going to eat, so he says it two times and then he eats, in the chayav al-achas there is only liable for one chiv shavua. In other words, by shavua you can't have this concept that you have by neder to have two liabilities. A, first of all, not to be chayav two malkas for one eating. The reason being is because once he already said I swear I'm not going to eat this bread, so that's what's called nalachik terminology, mushba ba'imit. You already swore you're not going to eat it. So therefore, the second time you swear, I swear I'm not going to eat it, I swear I'm not going to eat it, I swear I'm not going to eat it, and you can't, the second and third and all those oaths don't take effect. And therefore, neither do we count as it two different shavuos, because you can't have the same way we said it by naziris. Because although that, you're right, by naziris, you're not going to get two malkas regarding one eating, but you could have two responsibilities, two obligations of naziris, when you say it two times, that you have to count it two times. So first of all, this that we say that you can't be shvur two times means to say, A, that you're not going to be chayv two malkas for the eating of this, let's say this loaf of bread that you said, I swear I'm not going to eat it, I swear I'm not going to eat it. Moreover, is it that it can't take effect for another time of an oath, because an oath is, in the moment, there's nothing more for a later time. And the ziris is a time frame of 30 days. So then you say that the second one will take effect now to work afterwards, but by an oath, that doesn't make sense. You swore you're not going to eat it, that's for infinity, and therefore there's no counting a second time. So therefore this halacha is a chumra of neder, that you can have neder b'teich neder, but you can't have shvua b'teich shvua. Now, as we alluded to this, there's a girsa in the Gemara that's not in our text, which the Ran has, which he had explained this concept that we mentioned from him in the Mishnah regarding saying hareini nazir im oichel. So the Gemara's question is, we're going to quote the text from the Ran and then how he explains it. The question that the Gemara asks is, Kiven de Amar Hareini Nazir, since he says, I'm a Nazir, so Havali Nazir. So he's already a Nazir. And it doesn't explain, but I mean, even without the words, Im Oichel. Now, another question is, V'chi Achal Tuva, even when he eats a lot, but Umusrim Bey, and he's been warned about it, so Mechayim V'Kol Achila V'Chila, so then he's liable for every single consumption. So now the Gemara answers, I did the Ketan Shvur Shal Oichel, since we had to say for the second half of the Mishnah, this phrase of, I will not eat, Satana Name Harini Nazar Meichel, therefore it says also that I'm going to be Nazar if I eat. But the truth is, by Nazir, didn't have to say this condition of if I eat. That's a girsa which is written in some of the different versions, and the Ran explains it. He says, the opening question of Kivin the Amr Hareini Nazir is, it's a double pointed question from the same question. That is, first of all, why did the Naziris have to be dependent on consumption? Once he says Hareini Nazir, you're a Nazir, and you have to count two Naziris, even if you didn't say, if I eat. Moreover, the second part of that question was that if you make Naziris dependent on eating, meaning if I eat this, then I become a Nazir, that he says I'm going to become a Nazir if I eat, well then it's enough to say Yemoichel one time. In other words, if you want to say Harini Nazir and then Harini Nazir a second time, to have two Naziris, and they should be dependent on Im Achel. But even if you just said Im Achel one time, that should be enough, because as the Gemara explains in Shvuos Daf Chazayin Mabez, if someone swears he's not going to eat from this loaf of bread, so it's on every, although a shvua is a violation when you eat a kazayas, it's every single olive-sized piece of challah that's in that loaf of bread that the shvua took effect on. Therefore, related to the discussion over here, is when someone makes his nazir's dependent, if he eats, every single kazayas that's in that loaf of bread will be a dependent for his nazirs, and that's how he interprets the words of the Gemara's question. That is v'chi achal tuva, when he eats a lot. In other words, many zaysim and umastrin bay, and they warn him, meaning between every single kazayis, to say, wait a second, if you eat, you're going to be chayiv for another naziris. So then he's chayiv for every single consumption. You don't need to go ahead and create a new im achal, because every single kazayis that you're eating im achal, so you ate a kazayis. So, wait a second, you said if you eat, it's going to create a Naziris. Now, you're going to eat another kazayis of this bread, another Naziris is going to take effect. So you don't have to go ahead and be toilet in Achila another time. That the Gemara's answer is that you're right. I did the Ketanah Shavuah Shel Oichel is that, truth is that Hareini Nazir would be enough to be liable for two separate Naziris. And even if you didn't say Im Achal, it's going to be Chai for two. Now, moreover, is that even when you do make it dependent on Im Oichel if I eat, it's enough with one time saying Hareini Nazir Im Oichel. Because if you eat, every kezayis has that Hareini Nazir. So when you can eat the second kezayis, you're creating a new Nazir, because every Im Oichel, which is a kezayis of the loaf of bread, is a separate Im Oichel, and therefore it's going to make a new Nazir. And it's just because the second half of the Mishnah had to double the word Shaloi Oichel, regards to the Shavua, which I had to say, I swear I'm not going to eat, because if not, obviously you're only going to be chayv only one. We wanted to tell you that you're going to be chayv only one by Shavua, even when you repeat it. So that's why it says by Naziris A, first of all, Im Oichel, just to compare it to the case of Shavua Shaloi Oichel. And moreover, the only reason why it repeats Harini Nazim Oichel, Harini Nazim Oichel, if it already said Harini Nazim Oichel one time, you actually wouldn't even have to repeat Harini Nazim a second time to be chayv two times. Because every Im Oichel would create another Naziris, we only repeat it because by Shvu we have to repeat it to say that it's not going to be two, not so I repeat it by the case of Neder of Naziris. So that's the Girsa of the Ran. Now the Gemara brings the following Machlokes HaMeirum in the qualification of this Halacha of our Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna. He says, Loi Shana, we did not learn this Chiddush in Neder, that it could be Neder B'toich Neder. El Da'am, only if the person says, Harini Nazir Hayyim, the first one that he took, he says, I'm going to be Nazir today. And the second one, which is still within the 30 days of the first Naziris, which is a Neder B'toich Neder, he says, Harini Nazir L'machar, I'm going to be Nazir tomorrow. Now, the Migud Dikomet Toysev Yoyim Yisera, since he's adding on an extra day, in other words, when he says, I'm a Nazir tomorrow, so in those words it's understood that he's going to start counting tomorrow from there 30 days. So it comes out that he's going to be chayiv in his second neder of Naziris another day more than the first one, because the first one started today, 30 days. The second one started tomorrow, 30 days. Now, since the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Nazir, if someone says, I'm a Nazir for only today, he has to count 30 days, because he can't have a Naziris less than 30 days. Here also, since because of his second neder, he has to count one extra day more than the first Naziris, so that's a one day, and you can't be a Nazir for one day. So therefore, it has to be 30 days. But because you're adding on more, so Chayal Naziris on Naziris. That's why a second Naziris could take effect on the first one, because it's its own entity, at least for one day, which that one day has to be 30 days. But Ravuna says, if he says, I'm a Nazir today, in Chal Naziris on Naziris, then the second Naziris will not take effect in the first one because you're not adding anything more. You already are a Nazir. You can't become another Nazir for the same 30 days that you're a Nazir. And therefore, there the halacha would not apply to say, Yesh Nadir B'Tech Nadir. Now, Shmuel Amar, he argues, he says, no. Afilo Amar Harini Nazir Hayoim, Harini Nazir Hayoim. Chala Naziris Aleo, the Naziris does take effect because he understands the Gemara's drasha of Nazir Lahazir to say that Naziris could be chal on another Naziris even if they're for the same amount of time. It's taking effect. You just can't do it at the same time. And therefore, you will have a second Naziris even though it's for the same amount of time. In other words, that it will be one Naziris and then do another Naziris. Now, the Gemara asks a series of questions on Rav Huna's interpretation. And the Gemara asks, Il Rav Huna, Aditana ain't shvu b'teich shvu. Instead of the Mishnah contrasting, saying, look, there's a chiddush in neder that you could have neder b'teich neder. But shvua doesn't have a shvua b'teich shvua. So instead of contrasting neder to shvua, listen to yesh neder b'teich neder v'ein neder b'teich neder. We always try showing divisions in the category itself. We could have said that although there is neder b'teich neder, there's also ein neder b'teich neder. How so? Hareini nazar hayoyim, hareini nazar l'machar. So yesh neder b'teich neder, that's like Rav Huna says. Then you could have neder b'teich neder because you're adding on an extra day. But hareini nazar hayoyim, hareini nazar hayoyim. If someone says it in that way, then as we get on tamid be'ez, then ein neder b'teich neder. The Mishnah could have said it in the category of neder itself that there are cases of ein neder b'teich neder, as Rav Huna says, if they're both hayoyim. I think Mursa's kashta, that is a difficulty. Another question, Rav Huna, is Tanan, we learn in our Mishnah as follows. Yesh neder b'teich neder. But v'ein shvu b'teich shvua. That was the differentiation between the two. Now, nothing more is heichadami. What is the case conceptualization of this halacha of within the other one that by neder takes effect and by shvua doesn't? If it's like we're trying, like Rav Huna would have to interpret, where he how he explains the halacha of the Mishnah, that it's someone that says I'm a nazir today and I'm a nazir tomorrow. Now, as the Ran explains, the questioner assumed that when we define Harini Nazar Hayom, Harini Nazar L'Machar, we go based on the halachic consequence, meaning the practical application, that why is it going to be in our Mishnah Naziris Chala Al Naziris? Because when he said Harini Nazar Hayom, he accepted upon himself 30 days. When he said Harini Nazar L'Machar, so he accepted upon himself essentially now 31 days. Because he's going to be a day later. Now, since Naziris cannot be less than 30 days, so you have to count another 30 days because of that second Naziris. So it comes out, and this is how the questioner understood it, is that the second Neder essentially has no relationship whatsoever with the first Neder. There's no crossover between the two of them. The first one is 30 days, and then the second one is a separate 30 days. And therefore, each one is separate. Now, if that's the case, now transport that to Kavasaga Bishvua. That should be the same context that we're describing, that by neder it could be b'teich neder, and by shvua it cannot be b'teich shvua. Now, such an application by shvua is only if someone says, I swear, that I'm not going to eat figs. V'chazav amar, shvua shlo eichel anavim. And then he says, a different shvua. I swear that I'm not going to eat grapes. And that the question is, amai lo eichel shvua shvua? Why, if that would be the conceptualization, wouldn't it be shvua chala shvua? In other words, by Nazir, when it was Neder B'Tech Neder, we just described, one is a separate 30 days, another one is a separate 30 days. They're two different things. It's not really B'Tech. Yes, you said it in during the time of the first one. But in its din, it's two separate things. So the same thing is also over here. When he says Shavua, it's also two separate things. So it's like grapes and figs, which of course it could take effect. Ella Hecha Dami, Deloy Chala Shavua Shavua. So the Gemara says, obviously that can't be the case. So what would be the case that by Shvu would not be Chal a Shvu on a Shvu? Kigayin d'amar Shvu shleichel teinim. If he swears, I'm not going to eat figs. And v'chazavam a Shvu shleichel teinim. Again, he says the same thing. I swear I'm not going to eat figs. Where by two Shvuas, for them to take effect on the same thing, that doesn't work. The kavasaga b'naziris heichetim. So what would be the application going the other way, to the case of naziris? D'amar harini nazah hayim, harini nazah hayim. When you're saying the same thing. I want it to be today. I want to be Nazir today. And still we see that's the contrast between Shavuos and the Darim, that it will take effect. So that's Kashla Avuna. That's difficult contra Avuna. He said, Harin Nazayim, Harin Nazayim does not work. It's only Harin Nazayim and Harin Naz Lamacher. The problem with that is that if you transpose that to the case of Shavuah, it would be like a Novim to Einim, because they're two different things, the 30 days and 30 days. And the problem is, that should be Chal B'Shvua, because it's not the same thing. It's two different things. So Amalek Ravuna actually says that, no. The questioner has it wrong. Masni'in da'ama harininaz ha'yoyim harininaz l'macha. The Mishnah is how I, Ravuna, interpreted that it's only Chal Neder B'Torch Neder if he says, I want to be Nazar today and I want to be Nazar tomorrow. And the reason is because you don't factor in what the halachic practical applications are. Rather, the definition of neder b'tech neder is based on the terminology that the person is using. When he says, "Harini nazir l'machar," what does he mean to say? He means, I want to be a nazir tomorrow until 30 days. Now, that's as if he said, I'm a nazir today, because the first nazir is he took, and tomorrow. So what comes out is that there's really an overlap of 29 days of the second neder that's mixed into the time frame of the first neder. Now, although you're right, and this is what Ravuna is forewarning to the questioner, that those 29 days do not take effect because of his second nether, because the first, he can't be a nazir for the second nazirs because he's still already a nazir from the first nazirs. However, but it's those words that will be making the effect of the second nether, that regarding the 31st day, which is the end of the 30 days of, it's towards the end of the 30 days of his second nazirs, because that was what his neder was. He said, I want to be nazir ready tomorrow. And so it comes out that the 29 days that was there from his first naziris really was his second naziris had taken effect then, that the 31st day should be his 30th day for his naziris. It's just that, again, now that it's one day, really all his naziris was ready from the first day that he said, which was Lamachar, which was day two of the first naziris. Now, he's really by day 31. He's by day 30 when it's 31 of the first Naziris. Now, it's just that a Naziris cannot be less than 30 days, so you have to count another 30 days because of the second Neder. But essentially, it's really counting already from day 2 of the first Naziris, which is really the overlap, the 29 days that really is overlapping. And therefore, when it says, the Kavasaka B'Shvua, now parallel that to Shvua. Where the Amash La'echel Te'in, if someone swears he's not going to eat figs, the Chazavam, and then he says, Shvu shloichel te'enim va'anovim. It's not figs and then grapes. It's figs and then figs and grapes. Where according to the Ran's interpretation is that he swears he's not going to eat them together. With there, delaychayla. There it doesn't take effect. Because since it can't take effect on the figs, because the figs already mushba va'oimed already from the first time he swore about figs, so now when you're swearing about figs and grapes, it neither can take effect because half of it doesn't apply, and therefore it's not going to be a Shavua. And that's why ain't Shavua b'teich Shavua, because it already has part of it that's already obligated and sworn on from the first one, where that stands in contrast to Neder, where there we do find that by Naziris it could take effect because of the day 31, which will be day 30 of the second Naziris, which you can't have one day of a Nazir, will be another day 30. That's how we find the application of Yesh Neder B'Teich Neder, but by Shavua, that doesn't take effect. Now, that the Gemara asks, but V'amar Rabba. Rabba says, Aloha, that seems to indicate that the case you just described to say that Shavua will not be B'Teich Shavua actually will take effect. Rabba says as follows, he says, Shavua Shlo Ichel Te'en. Same type of a case. He says, if someone swears he's not going to eat figs. V'chaz V'amar, then he says, Shavua Shlo Ichel Te'en Ba'anov, and then he swears, I'm not going to eat figs and grapes. Now, he says, then the person actually was v'achal te'enim, he ate figs. So, he violated his first oath, v'hifrash karban, and he separated karban to bring for that he had violated his oath. V'chaz v'achal anovim, and then he went and ate grapes after that. So that Rabba says, Havaluhu anovim chatzi shir, comes out regards to his second shvuah, which was for grapes and figs. Since for the figs that he ate, which was already an obligation of a carbon from the first shvuah, although that was really part of the second shvuah too, but he already separated carbon for that one. So it comes out now when he eats grapes afterwards, that's only a half of the shear of a violation of his shvuah. Because his shvuah wasn't just to eat grapes, it was to not eat grapes and figs. But he already has a carbon for the figs. Now when he eats just the grapes, it's only half of the violation. You don't bring a carbon for a half of a measurement of a violation of an iser, in this case the shvuah of a novim and te'enim, where he already has taken care of te'enim, and therefore he can't go ahead and bring a carbon just for the grapes that he's eating. And that's Rabbi's halacha. But Amma, one thing we see from Rabbi is that heichad amma shvuah shlo eichel te'enim, where someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat figs. V'chazav amma shvuah shlo eichel te'enim anovim, then he swears I'm not going to eat figs and grapes. And that we see that migu dechal shvuah anovim, that since we say that since the oath does take effect on the grapes, because that you weren't mushba v'oimid already on from before, that actually chayle namel te'enim, that actually does take effect on the figs that we see inherent from his halacha. Because the only reason why he says you're not chayv on the grapes is only because of the chatzis shir. If he held like Rav Huna, he would say very simply, of course you're not chayv on the grapes, because even if you had grapes and figs, you wouldn't be chayv, because that shvuah never took effect, because you already were mushbav oimer on half of it of the te'enim. So we see that to the contrary, Rabbi says. Rabbi actually holds that, no, that since it does take effect on the grapes, because you weren't mushbav oimer, it actually now will encompass even the figs for the second shvuah. And the ramification of this halacha of Rabbi would be that if he ate figs and grapes within the lapse of the first oath, and they warned him regarding the second oath, that he would be chayv for lashes on the te'enim and the anovim as a separate shvuah, and therefore that refutes Rav Huna. Now the Gemara answers Rav Huna, at least really Karab, but very simply Rav Huna does not hold like Rab. And the reason is because Rav Huna holds in this type of a case that the second shvuah does not take effect. And the reason is he's coming from the other angle. Meaning Rabbi said that, oh, since it takes effect on the grapes, it takes effect on the figs. He says that, no, since it cannot take effect on the figs, because you're already mushbav oimer on figs already from the first shvuah, so there's no place for the shvuah to take effect, because since you took a joint shvuah that you're not going to eat grapes and figs, and you can't make on that part of the figs, so therefore it's not going to take effect just on the grapes, and therefore that's not a shvuah whatsoever. Therefore the Ran concludes, so that's what the halacha of our Mishnah is saying. By Nedarim, the same thing would also be, that if the halacha of Nedarim would be like Shavuos, then we should have said that since the 29 days of the second Aziris cannot take effect, because those 29 days is still the end of the 30 days of the first Aziris, so then day 30 also should not take effect. Because when he said Harini Nazir Lamachar, his intention was for 30 days, not for day 30 by itself. So hence, 29 days of it is like Kite'enim, which you already had made a shvuah on the original Te'enim. For the first 29 days of that second Naziris, you're still finishing up the first 30 days of the first Naziris. And day 30 is like Ka'anovim. Yes, day 30 is another day, but it's like Te'enim Va'anovim. And if it was like by shvuahs, you would say, nah, can't be Chal, because you're already Mushba Va'imid, already on Te'enim from before. The first 29 days, you're already Chayiv from the first Naziris. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that Naziris is different, that we say that, no, that day 30 will be adding on, and since it's adding on, it could be Chal, as I said, but Neder. But again, that's why it's not difficult according to Rav Huna, because the Mishnah actually is talking about, not like the questioner had understood, Harini Naz HaYoyim and Harini Naz LaMachar, because it's not like saying grapes and figs, rather it's saying figs and grapes. Because here we go based on the words that he said, which is, which is already within it, that he's saying it should happen now. So though there's another day at the end, but that's like te'enim v'anovim, and not like meaning te'enim and te'enim v'anovim, and not just te'enim and anovim. So the Gemara continues asking on Rav Huna. Mesav learned the Brayis as follows: Misha nazar shtei naziris. If someone takes upon himself a vow of two separate naziris, so if mon eser ishayna. So he has to do it two times. So he's going to go ahead and not drink wine and grow his hair, not be metamel mason for 30 days. And then he's going to bring a carbon. He's going to do it again. But what happens is, if he counts the first 30 days, and the first carbon, he already separated carbon, he's ready to bring those carbon and to be done with the first and zeros and start over. But v'nishal alav, there's halacha, that person can be shoyl on a nether, and he could find a way out. And he goes to a chacham, And he asks regarding it, and he says, you're right, you don't have to fulfill that first Naziris. It's like you didn't have it. And so on that, the Braisa says, also leishniya b'rishaynam. What you just gained now is, since you already did 30 days, but it turns out you didn't have to do the first one, that the second Naziris, which you weren't shayil on, will have been fulfilled now, almost like retroactively, through the fulfillment of the first one, because the first one wasn't the first one, it was actually the second one. Now the question is, hey, chilem, what's the case of this Braisa? If it's that a person said, I want to be a Nazir today and a Nazir tomorrow, where then we said you have to fill two separate Naziris, that the question would be, am I also Lashni B'Rishon? Then how could the second one be fulfilled with the first one? So Ikayam Yisrael is an extra day. It only started a day later. So when you finish the first one, that's only the first Naziris. And that is because it can't be the second one being fulfilled with that one, because it's there's another day to it, and therefore it's not the same time frame exactly as the first one. Elipshit, rather it's obvious. No, I'm harini nazayim, harini nazayim, where a person said, I'm a nazar today, I'm a nazar today. And obviously we see is that both of those naziris would take effect in such a situation. The reason being is because if it didn't, then what would it say that the second one will now take effect in what the first one was doing, but you were shy and you don't have to do it, if the second one didn't take effect whatsoever. And therefore, the Gemara concludes on the top of Yud Chesam and Aleph that Yuvt Rav Huna said Rav Yuvt Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that when you say Arin Nazayim, Arin Nazayim, it doesn't even take effect. But how do we understand then that case, that if you have two Naziris, that when you finish the first one, the second one will have been fulfilled for that, it's only if they were within the same time frame. But if you can't do it at the same time, then you do it as separate ones. But that's only possible Arin Nazayim, Arin Nazayim. Because when you say Arin Nazlamacher, it's not the same exact time frame. One is a day later. And therefore, when you conclude the first one, so then, and it's day 30, how can you say the second one has been fulfilled? You still got an extra day to go. Zedigma says, Loi. No, it doesn't refute Rav Huna. Loi lamarini nazah yoyim harin nazah lamach. Truth is, it's talking about a case, like Rav Huna describes it, the only way that you can have a double Naziris being chal is if you're adding on another day. Umay also, what does the Braisa mean to say that you could count the first Naziris for the second Naziris? It means lavar mahu yaimaser, means besides that extra day. You're right. You can use those 29 days of the second one. I mean, the 30 days of the first one, which starts a day later for the second one, 29 days of those 30 days will work for the second one, but you're right, you still got to do one more day. Or inami, another approach the Gemara says, is kikain shekibol shtei naziris bevas achas. It's talking about a case where you accepted the two naziris at the same time. Where there it's going to take effect, because there you can't say that one of them was before the other one to say that the second one won't take effect. And the only time Rav Huna says it's not going to work at the same time is if you already said Harini Nazayim, and then you say again Harini Nazayim, that second one can't take effect. But if in the same word, in the same sentence, you say, I want to accept two Naziris, so then, of course, you can't say one came before the other, and then, obviously, then you will be obligated to Naziris. And that would be the case when, if you were shoyl on the first one, that then the second one will be also like Berishayna.